Welcome. You are listening to the Retirement Lifestyle Show with Roshan Lungani, Eric Olson, and Adrian Nicholson. This show is an exploration of ideas to help you work toward your ideal retirement. Get ready for the financial independence of your dreams.
Welcome to the Retirement Lifestyle Show. I'm your co-host, Roshan Lungani, here with Adrian Nicholson. We've got a great episode ready for you today. Adrian, how was your week? How was Halloween?
Halloween was great. It was right around our anniversary, so we didn't do too much. So we had a nice one-year wedding anniversary, so that was nice. So that pretty much took up the whole weekend in the week. So it was a really great time. How about you?
Oh, it was good. Well, first, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you, Roshan. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What did you do for the one-year anniversary celebration?
So in the morning, we went to this French brunch place that is right down the street from us. We walked there. It was really nice. We always wanted to try it out. So brunch is always a good time for us. And then in the afternoon, we went to Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen restaurant on the wharf. We were really excited about that. I mean, I've always wanted to go to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant ever since I was a kid. So that was also a lot of fun. Alex, my wife, she really enjoyed it. So overall, it was just a spectacular day.
Oh, it sounds great. Great. Congratulations again. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Now we're in November now, looking forward to the holidays. So a lot of good things going over here. So looking forward to it and looking forward to today's episode.
Yeah, as am I. And why don't you start us off with the topic for today?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So the topic we have today are key investing tips for the different life stages that people go through. And I think this is a really awesome topic because, as we know, life brings a bunch of changes, and those changes can impact our finances, our investments. So I thought it was interesting to talk about and do a deep dive on that today. I have four stages that I'm going to outline that we're just going to go through and just give any tips or advice that we have, any investment adjustments people should consider or look into, or any financial changes that they should make as well. So I thought this was just a really interesting topic just for us to talk about that I think will apply to a bunch of our viewers and listeners.
Yeah, I think it should apply across the board. Even if you're at a further along stage, you typically will have children, grandchildren, friends that are at the other stages. So I think it'll be a very helpful episode.
Yeah. And like I mentioned in the beginning too, just people are dynamic. Life brings a lot of changes. So a portfolio that you have now or a financial plan that you have now may be good, but as time goes on, you may need to consider new things, or there's changes that are happening, which, you know, cause you to really look back at what you have in place. So you might have to make adjustments or just have a conversation with somebody to help point you in the right direction. So that's why I think our listeners and viewers will draw a lot of value from this podcast today.
Yeah, I completely agree. Let's go ahead. Why don't you start us off with the first stage?
Okay, so the first stage, I'm going to call this when you start making money. This would be maybe the start of your career. This is where we talked about where your time horizon, your investing time horizon is one of your most valuable assets. And this is where you may be starting out in your career, you're starting to make money. So this is where you start putting stuff in place to really set yourself up for success in the future. And there are a number of different financial steps you can take, investment decisions that you can make early on that can really help add value to your future and grow your portfolio and really put you on the right direction that you want to be on. And I just have a couple of steps and tips that you can start at this stage, and I'll just go through some of them right now. The first one on my list is just investing in yourself. I think that's always a good thing, especially in the beginning part of your career or where you're starting out. Just always invest in yourself, whether it's education, a new skill set, just something that can help you just stay ahead of the curve and just keep on moving forward with wherever you're at. The next is building a safety net or emergency fund. I think that's always key when you first start out, just in case any unexpected expenses come up or anything like that.
Before you move on, investing in yourself, I want to go back to that one just because I think it's a huge one. And I think oftentimes you'll think of investing in yourself as an investing in education, completely agree with that. That's definitely investing in yourself, but also investing your time into studying, even if it's studying something on your own. I've also recently, I wish I could credit the source or the book, I just can't remember who it was, but they were giving advice on career choices. And they were saying how when you're choosing a career, oftentimes people will say, I have job A and job B, and what job is going to pay me more? Particularly in this early stage, I think you should view it as between job A and job B, what job's going to get me to my end goal that I want, or where will I learn the most? So you may not at an early point in your career have a clear picture of where you want that career to progress. But I think you can look at the jobs and figure out where you want to learn more. And I think I did remember the source. Adrian, why don't you go on to the next category, and I'm going to pull this up to confirm it, and then I will share a little bit more further information on that.
Well, I'll just go through some of the other ones I have in this stage while you look that up. So we mentioned investing in yourself, education or skill sets, creating an emergency fund or a safety net. The next one I have is start your retirement account or begin looking at places where you can start contributing your savings to, you know, maximize your investments in a tax efficient way, save on taxes, or just begin some type of reoccurring automatic savings. So you're starting to build up, whether it's that emergency safety net that I talked about, that emergency fund account, or just investing in your future for an account that will help you maximize whatever you're saving on a monthly, weekly, daily basis, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and I found the source, and it applies to the savings thing as well. There's mm-hmm. a podcast I've been listening to that I like recently called The Art of Investing. It's a new one, and they interview Todd Combs, who is a manager at Berkshire Hathaway and the CEO of GEICO, which Berkshire Hathaway owns. And he talks about how early on in his career, he got a job, and I believe it with one of the regulators, a Florida state regulator, and he was comparing himself to his friends who got more prestigious, higher paying jobs, but he learned a lot more. Your savings example comes to mind as well with him, because he, over 29 years, took $70,000 in his Roth IRA up to $264 million tax-free. Now that's definitely above average growth on that, but I think the concept of investing early and investing often, and a Roth IRA, growing tax free, I think they're great opportunities that you should definitely look at the earlier saving stages. Now we're actually talking about this, and I wouldn't necessarily want to say earlier in life. I would call it an earlier stage of saving. Because you can be at that stage in your 20s, or you can be at that stage in your 30s or 40s and catch up. I had a client that she was divorced and didn't work until she was in her 50s and was able to save enough to retire at 65. She really had nothing at that age. So I think that it's very much worthwhile looking at this as a stage, not an age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you a lot on that. And the last point I will have to this as well, just more so looking on the investing side, where let's just say you're beginning to save, you have that emergency fund, and now you start those retirement accounts and you're actually investing. That's something where we talk about takes a lot of time, energy, research, and homework just to see how you want to set up your investment account. What do you want to start investing in? And again, like I mentioned, that takes a lot of time and research. But what I pointed out in the beginning, where you have hopefully a long time before you need to start accessing this. So yes, there's that conversation you have on how much risk do you want to take? How much can you take? What would be a proper asset allocation? What I mean by that is, how much are you investing in stocks, bonds? What do you have in cash? So this is sort of the beginning stage where you're really trying to find out who you are, an investor, and what works for you. And having that ability, that long time frame, can help with any mistakes that you have or any losses that you have, and just really learning how this all works to grow into a better investor and grow your assets and your investments, whatever it is the route that you take as well. But again, what I wanted to also just draw and listen to what you create now is something that you'll have to look at and always reevaluate, because the next stage I'm going to talk about as well is when maybe things start becoming a little bit more complicated, and what you set up in the beginning might not work for you now.
Yeah, definitely build a good foundation. I want to highlight a couple of things you mentioned before we move on. Building that foundation means building cash, paying down debt, starting to build your retirement plans. At work, typically there'll be a match if there's a retirement plan at work, and then a Roth IRA as well. Now, your work may have a Roth 401k also. And Adrian, you went on to understanding your risk to build your portfolio. But just the first thing you said, I think, is a really strong point here. They're all good ones, but investing in yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. And then I just want to add one more point as well, too, because we mentioned starting those retirement accounts. And people that have 401ks are probably very familiar with mutual funds, because that tends to be one of the main investments in these accounts. You hear mutual funds in your 401k, or low cost index funds or ETFs, some type of diversified investment that will grow but also mitigate your risk as well. So this might be the first thing that you probably look at or you experience when you start as an investor that, again, may work for you now, but might not work for you when you go through these different stages in life as well. So again, that's something also that I'm sure you've seen a lot too, Roshan.
Yeah, and I think this is a good time to use our disclosure of consult with an advisor. This is not investment advice. This is something for you to think about and make decisions on your own. We just want to help you get down that path, but this is not investment advice. Please consult with your financial advisor.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's move on to the next stage. And I label this as the peak earning years. And this is where you may still have a good runway until you reach retirement, but maybe things might be changing a little bit more in your life, whether you have kids or you're taking care of aging parents, or, you know, there's a lot of different things going on now in your life compared to that earlier stage in your life or the beginning of your career, where this is where your portfolio really has to balance maybe some different goals and different time horizons. And I think that concept is key here because, again, as your life becomes more complex, you might have new goals or new things you want to work towards. So your portfolio really can't be like in that early stage where you're just trying to grow it. Maybe now you have certain goals that you're trying to grow your portfolio to, where you have to maybe section off a different part of it to reach that goal. And that may add a certain level of complexity, especially when it comes to asset allocation, what you're investing in.
Yeah, it definitely does get more complicated. Let's talk about some of these goals in the peak earning years. What are some of the typical ones you see?
So like I mentioned in the beginning, maybe you have kids. So now you're starting to think about funding college, or let's just say you're thinking about something else where another goal may be a large purchase, whether it's a home or a car. So those are some common things that might affect people in their peak earning years, or what they have to think about. Just some of these goals that people have and how you structure your portfolio is very vital for you to achieve those goals or work towards them and to be successful.
Yeah, and other ones we typically see is people, now you mentioned kids and college planning, you might need a bigger home, might impact your car situation. There may be changes in work and income that significantly affect your financial situation overall. We also tend to see in this kind of situation, this kind of stage, needs for insurances as well. So when you're doing mm-hmm. a good financial plan, when I first started, we would say the building blocks are your cash reserves and cash management, protection being the insurances, and then fixed assets and equity assets. I think at this stage of your life, all four of those really are important and in play important and are changing at that time. So this is a time where I think financial planning is, I was going to say it's most valuable, but you know, when I started in the business, you'd have people, I think a little of this is faded, but financial planning wasn't as popular back then. But I think you'd get people saying, well, I don't have enough money for financial planning. And we would always say, well, financial planning is just making sure you do the best with what you have, or you're doing it the most efficiently. So I think this is, it's definitely an important stage for planning. I don't know if I'd say the most important stage because I think they're all important. However, this is typically when people start thinking about financial planning, whereas earlier they'll do some of the basics and just not necessarily build a plan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I 100% agree with you on this one, Roshan, just running that plan, going over the different scenarios. And like you mentioned in that disclaimer before, everybody's situation is different. But I think that's the value of planning, where you want to see why your situation is different than other people. Because again, you also have different goals, and running the plan can see which goals are attainable, which ones that you need to make some adjustments or work more towards to get to. There's also the conversation of risk. How much risk are you willing to take on? Because like we mentioned in the earlier stages, where you have a long time horizon, maybe your life is not as complex, or you have certain goals or minimal goals right now that you need to work to, where now it's a lot more on your plate. Then you have to really look at, can I take on as much risk as the person yesterday was? This is where your life maybe begins to change, where you need to say, all right, maybe I need to cut back more on my asset allocation that's towards stocks, because maybe that's way too aggressive for me now with a short-term goal coming up, like funding college or purchasing a home. This is why I think this episode is very valuable and this discussion is very valuable, because I got to imagine people in the early stages of their career set up a certain plan or investment or portfolio, and they let that just ride out forever long. But then as their life changes, they really can't have that, you know, that risk that they've taken before.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely does change. And the time frames, as you said, like I mentioned the house, and I'm picking on that because it's the shorter term. But let's say you're at this stage and you're in your 40s or even 50s, right? The retirement is still over more than a decade away. College is likely still more than a decade away. But if a new home is one of your goals, that's shorter term. So you need multiple portfolios for these multiple goals.
Yeah, exactly. And then maybe too, you might have to start prioritizing one, make a list on what's the most important, what's the next important, maybe what follows after that too. That's the value of the plan and running these projections as well. And that really just helps you just see what you can accomplish and what you maybe need to make some adjustments or work more towards. I think that's very valuable here, just with how complex sometimes these peak earning years can be and the importance of figuring it out early so you can set yourself on the right path. So the next stage I have on here, I label this as pre-retirement. This is where you maybe have a limited number of working years left, and that time horizon, again, starts to shorten. And there's a couple of priorities that you really need to consider here that are very vital as retirement approaches. This is maybe when you need to start thinking about Social Security strategies, withdrawal strategies. Maybe you need to look at your savings just to see how much that you've accumulated over time, and if this is still the direction that you want to head into. Maintaining that emergency savings as well, so if something does come up, it doesn't really derail the strategy or plan that you have in place. So these are all things I think are important to really point out to our listeners and viewers. Would you agree, Roshan? Would you add something different, or what are your thoughts on this category?
No, I completely agree. I'll tell you what I was thinking about as you were describing this is maybe this stage has a higher level of importance for the planning aspect, which is why I'll go back to what I said earlier, where I think it is important at all stages, right? Mm-hmm. Getting a plan in place. But here, you know, especially, you know, with like the Social Security, for example, depending on the decision you make, you might not be able to change it. So when we look at Social Security, we'll look at it from 2 to 3 different perspectives to help come with the decision on when should you take it. Should you start it early where there may be a penalty? Should you start it at the full retirement age, or should you start it later where you could get a little bit more of an income stream? And that's where I've been surprised by the results of our analysis before, where I thought it would go one way and it went another. So I think planning this out is important. This also makes me think about how everyone's situation is different. So generic statements don't always apply. Like when it says build your stakes in safer securities, you know, starting to get more conservative, there are many studies that would actually say the opposite, and someone's personal financial situation will determine that. You know, we've had clients that have excess they have more than they need for their retirement. They're going to be passing on to their heirs. And some will say, well, if I've got enough and I want to pass it on to my heirs, I don't want to take on significant risk. We've had others say, well, I want to grow it as much as possible because I want to pass on as much as I can to my heirs. Right. Mm-hmm. So your personal outlook and your personal financial situation may end up, quote unquote, violating some of these rules or principles because your situation is unique to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think your situation's also starting to maybe come more into view and is a little bit more clear now in this stage, this pre-retirement stage, where you might be able to see what the later years of your life are starting to look like compared to when you were early on in your career. So that's, again, maybe more of a reason to, again, review your plan, review where your portfolio is at, where you now have a more clear picture of what your lifestyle is going to look like as you approach this retirement year in the later stage of your life. Maybe you can make more where financial planning, sometimes there's a lot of assumptions built in. Well, now you can really see what those assumptions are really looking like or what it would be more look like. So you can tailor maybe some of your plan, your investment, your portfolio, on what you think your later years look like as things come more into focus. I think that's also important to address.
Yeah, completely agree.
And then I'll throw back to what I said earlier too, where hopefully before you got to this stage, you have made some adjustments and you have been reviewing compared to maybe you're still using a portfolio, an account that you have that you set up decades ago that you haven't made any adjustments to. Maybe look at that again, because maybe that's not really performing or doing what it needs to do at this point, whether it's taking on more risk or the allocation's different, whatever it may be. Just take a look at it and see, does it still doing what I need it to do at this point? Is something also that I would want to mention and have a discussion about.
Yeah, and I would say that's something you look at, not just as you transition through these stages, but typically at least once a year, right? Look mm-hmm. at your portfolio, look at your allocation.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely agree with you, Roshan, but I got to imagine there are some investors or those people out there that maybe don't have time to do that, or they kind of just set it and forget it. And we get it. It does happen, but being able to look at it as early as possible can definitely help you with your plan or whatever it may be, and just support what you're going to do going forward.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then the last stage I have on here is just the retirement stage. This is where you have to just balance a number of things. Maybe you have to balance your short-term assets on hand, whether it's your cash versus the long-term investments that need to grow for you, like you mentioned before, where you really have to make these adjustments because, again, maybe you're not in that peak earning years where you have a lot of income coming in the door, and this is where your plan actually has to take into place and see what's working, what's not, if you have to make any adjustments. So this is where you really need to focus on that. There's a number of key priorities that people need to address at this stage, where they need to look at their expenses, looking at the income that they have, so their overall cash flow, just looking at that emergency fund that we talked about beginning, if that's sufficient with how their life is now after work, thinking about withdrawing from these different accounts that they built up throughout their whole career, their working years. That's something else that they need to look at. And also tax implications as well. Just making sure they're doing everything in a tax efficient way and maximizing that as well is crucial here.
Yeah. So I agree. And there's a lot in each of these things that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So first, as I keep repeating the importance of planning, but projecting and adjust your expenses, right? Mm-hmm. So your expenses will be the biggest driver on your retirement. If you're at mm-hmm. that stage now where you are retiring, you really want to make sure that you have an idea of what the expenses are. Sometimes people will hear the word budget and they'll balk a little bit, or they don't want to do it. An estimate to give you at least a general idea of where you are is valuable compared to not having anything. Mm-hmm. So that's the expense side. You then mentioned on income, guaranteed sources of income, typically Social Security, pensions are, to a lesser extent now. And then you've got these 401ks or TSP or 403b that you've been saving in for all these years that has a lot of money in it, and you've got to access it, right? So the first, you've got to know if your expenses are, let's say $70,000 a year, and you know you're going to get $30,000 from Social Security, okay, well, now you've got $40,000 left. And where are you going to get that from? What makes sense from a tax perspective? And then you build your investment portfolio around that. So if you're going to access account A for a lot of your retirement at the beginning, and you're not going to access account B as much, maybe account B can be more aggressive than account A, and maybe account A needs to be extremely conservative for the income that you need. So it's where's the fixed income, where's the other income going to come from, and then how is that done in a tax efficient way? So all of those things you've got to look at and make sure you're doing the optimal thing for your portfolio.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. Being efficient, optimizing your assets just to support your lifestyle. Now that you're in this stage of retirement, you have an idea what's going to look like for the duration of your life. So you just want to be as efficient as possible with what you have saved up, what you invested at this point. So I think that's a great way that you put it, Roshan.
Thank you. Adrian, those are the four stages we were reviewing. Do you have anything to add on either any of the stages or anything additional? I've got a couple things after you.
Oh, go ahead. Sure. Yeah, we just went through everything that I wanted to go over today. So yeah, please add whatever you are thinking.
As we're reviewing this, I feel like I'm repeating myself. Actually, I am repeating myself, but I think what this process has really shown me, going through the stages as we were preparing for this, is that really the value of planning these things out. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you've got an idea of where you want to go, you build a plan around that, because it can really make a big difference. So I'll just use an example. I've had people come in my office where they set up their 401k when they started working, didn't look at it, so they got whatever they were defaulted to, and then we're getting together literally 20 years later, and they've had all their money for the last 20 years in the equivalent of a money market fund.
Wow.
Right. So, and they, you know, did the right thing with setting up the 401k, but then they didn't look at the investments within it. Right. And you just think about the missed opportunity for compounded growth in that. And it's huge. It makes a very significant difference to someone's retirement lifestyle. So that's where just the planning comes in on that earlier stage, with not just setting these things up, but setting them up correctly and planning it out. At that stage, knowing your end goal is probably harder to see than at future stages, because it's so far down the road, so it's not as clear, but you can still do the right things along the way. Then you've got that stage, the second one, those middle years, where really your priorities are split. We had mentioned the education planning, the new home possibility, in addition to the retirement. So that's where the planning, I think, is so important, because you've got all these different things going on. Then when you can, after that stage, you're focusing on the retirement, I think the importance there is because you're at the later stages, you're closer to it. So, you know, you don't have as much time to save as much or get as much investment growth. And then finally, when you are retiring, you've got to live with what you built, right? So making sure you do it most efficiently. I just don't see how you can do that without having an effective financial plan in place at all of those stages. So that's my big takeaway for all of this. For everyone listening, we have a whole season called Financial Independence that's dedicated to building a financial plan. We go over some of the assumptions that we would use in building the plan. Eric and I go back and forth on not having some different views on those assumptions, but the resource is there for you to build your plan. If you need help, Adrian and I are also available to help you build your financial plan and figure this out. So I don't see a reason not to do it. It can be done pretty quickly without a major time commitment. If the time's the issue, or if you want to do it yourself, the time commitment goes up, and we've got a whole season dedicated to helping you do that.
Yeah, awesome. And I guess like my final like parting thought on this would be, and this may not apply to everybody, like we mentioned before, but what may work yesterday might not work the next day or tomorrow. And that's why we keep trying to drive home the importance of just reviewing and just making adjustments or whatever it may be, because that's just extremely important if you want to just optimize what you're doing and be as efficient as possible with your assets, your investment, your portfolio, so that just supports your lifestyle in the future.
Yeah, that is all. That is definitely correct. I think this was a great one, Adrian. I appreciate you, Adrian, found this topic in these stages. So I appreciate you finding this. I think it was a really good one and very useful for everyone listening. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great episode of the Retirement Lifestyle Show. Take control and achieve your goals.
Schedule a conversation with Roshan, Adrian, or Eric today at retirementlifestyleshow.com. Roshan and Eric are certified financial planner practitioners. They, along with Adrian, are investment advisor representatives and serve clients across the U.S. with financial planning and investment advice through RHA Wealth. If you found this show helpful, gained knowledge, or enjoyed the time you spent with us, tell your friends and leave us a 5-star review. This will help others discover the show. To access our show notes, to download any of the tools mentioned in today's podcast, to ask us a question, or to schedule a conversation, go to retirementlifestyleshow.com. All opinions expressed by podcast hosts and guests are solely their own. While based on information they believe is reliable, neither RHA Wealth nor its affiliates warrants its completeness or accuracy, nor do their opinions reflect the opinion of RHA Wealth. This podcast is for general informational purposes only and should not be regarded as specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. The show hosts offer investment advice through RHA Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, and securities through RHA Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and NFA. Finally, our music is The Chance, by Jason Shaw in Audionautics. It's part of the YouTube Audio Library and it's licensed under a Creative Commons license. I am Ray Voices. Thank you for listening.